Pilgrims had come from near and far, and even the threat of rain didn't stop them from being present on Sunday in St. Peter's Square to watch Pope Benedict celebrate the canonization of five new saints of the Church.
La luce del volto di Cristo risorto risplende oggi su di noi particolarmente attraverso I
Of the five saints canonized on Sunday, four were Italian and one was Portuguese. During his sermon, the Holy Father spent time talking about the qualities of each one, qualities and values which now make them saints.
Arcangelo Tadini.
The Pope described the Italian-born founder of the Congregation of the Worker Sisters of the Holy House of Nazareth, new saint Arcangelo Tadini, as a true man of God who was ready in times of urgency to seize the moment and find a solution, and added that his charismatic intuition today remains an example to us in an era of serious economic crises.
Bernardo Tolomeo.
The Pope said the Italian abbot and founder of the Benedictine Congregation of the Blessed Virgin of Monte Oliveto, Saint Bernardo Tolomei, was also an example of selfless charity who devoted himself to work and prayer and died helping others.
Nuno de Santa Maria Álvarez Pereira.
Paying homage to the only Portuguese blessed among the five canonized, Pope Benedict, speaking in Portuguese, said that Saint Nuno de Santa Maria Álvarez Pereira, founder of the Congregation of the Blessed Virgin of Monte Oliveto, was a former soldier in battle who had a deep love for God, adding that he is a witness to the fact that even with a military character, it is possible to act and carry out the values of Christian life.
Gertrude Comenzoli e Catalina Volpicelli.
Of the two women who became saints on Sunday, Pope Benedict described Gertrude Comenzoli, founder of the Institute of the Blessed Sacrament, and Caterina Volpicelli, founder of the Institute of the Handmaidens of the Sacred Heart, as witnesses of divine love. St. Gertrude, the Pope said, even today, by her devotion, can show the young, often injured and lost in our society, the way to God in the form of the Eucharist. The Holy Father also said that St. Caterina's strength in bringing Christ to the people of Naples at a time of spiritual and social crisis is an example of how it is possible to build an open society of justice, surpassing economical and cultural imbalance that continue to exist in much of our world. Sunday's canonization of these five blesseds brings the number of saints created by Pope Benedict to 19 since the start of his pontificate. And as the Pope himself put it, these new saints shine like bright examples of sanctity. I'm Lydia O'Kane.